Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pre-match press conference. We have with us Captain Mithali Raj, and we must thank her for doing this again. She addressed one press conference in the morning and she has agreed to do this again for us. So thank you very much, Captain. Yes, Karunya Keshav, we will start with you.
Hi, Mithali. Thanks for this. Wanted to ask, when was the first time you had access to paintballs and what were your first impressions and the impressions of the bowling group in terms of how it looked and felt?
The first session, training session that we had with the paintball was yesterday, and for everybody it was a little bit of a different experience because we're not so used to seeing a paintball now. And, it does move quite a bit, I think that's the pretty much the first impression of playing in paintball.
Vishesh Roy and then Gaurav Gupta and Snehal Pradhan.
Hi Mithali, I just wanted to ask, how do you see the depth of Indian fast bowling going into this test match, and have you identified and will partner Julen at the other end?
I think we are quite pleased the way the three fast bowlers have bowled in the one-day series. Julen, of course, being the most experienced, and she's been helping the other bowlers, Meghna and Pooja Vastrakar. And I think we do have some very good quality seamers in Meghna and Pooja. We do have Shika Pandey also with the team, who's experienced. So I think it's a good pace department that we have now in the side.
Mithali, what does this women's test match with ping pong mean to women's cricket overall? Is it a big significant leap for India playing its first ever women's team playing its first ever ping pong test match for women's cricket? Does it mark another sort of one giant step towards recognizing that women's cricket is as important as any other sporting part of a sporting culture of India?
It definitely does. I think the most significant thing is that this year we had two test matches. We played one in England and now Australia from tomorrow. So I think if this becomes a regular feature in a bilateral series, clearly women's cricket, playing three formats will definitely help all the players, because that's the feedback I get most of the time, that every player, even the today's player who are part of various leagues, they love to play the longer format. So if it becomes a regular thing, it will be great for women's cricket.
And do you think ping-pong test match should be a part of the annual, this thing? Every time you tour a country, a ping-pong test match, that will help you get used to the ping-pong more, the team get used to the ping-pong.
Well, that again depends on the boards, but a test format, definitely it should be a regular, which I feel. Whether you play the red ball or a ping-ball, if the format is part of the itinerary, it really helps.
Firstly, all the best for this test. Just to follow up on the questions that Karunya and Gaurav asked, for Karunya said that the pink ball, you used it for the first time. Was there an effort to get the pink ball during the camp in Bangalore, and was it possible, was it not possible for any reason? And just like Gaurav said, how much would you love to look forward to, after playing a couple of away tests, to playing tests in home conditions in future?
Well, see, answer to the first question is that we were preparing for the one-day series back home in Bangalore, in the Bangalore camp. So it was more to do with the white ball. Of course, we tried and played a few games under the lights to get used to the day and night test and one-off game of the one-day series. The preparation was more of the one-day format in the camp. If we could have got a little more time between the last one-day and the test, it would be quite helpful. But again, I understand, it was shortened because of the COVID protocols. But playing test at home also will be quite significant, I would say, because we do have the advantage, and the girls also will get an experience playing a test at home. Most of them have toured abroad, like most of the girls in the current squad have been part of the 2014 test game in England, and the last test in England again. So I think most of them have played their test matches abroad. So it would be nice to have a test even at home.
You.
Yes, Bharat Sharma and then Subodh Mehra.
Hi, Skipper, your thoughts on the conditions from the outside? It seems, I mean, there's a greenish tinge on the pitch, and considering that the bowling combination you are thinking of.
Yes, there is a fair amount of grass on the wicket, and it's a drop-in wicket, so it's also the first time that we would be playing on the drop-in wickets. We are still yet to decide on the composition of the team, but looking at the wicket, yeah, pretty much everybody would want to go with a lot, many seamers on the side.
Hi Mitali, considering the first ever ping pong test day night match and the first ever dropping wicket experience, how much are you confident about Indian bowlers to get those 20 Australian wickets?
Well, we definitely are getting are taking a confidence from the one day format where we've got pretty much 8 or 9 wickets in a game from the Australian side. So I'm confident, the girls are confident, the bowlers seem to be very confident, because they have done really a good job in the one-day format. And test is a little different, but then it also gives equal opportunity for the seamers, for the spinners, even for the batters to go out there and spend some time on these wickets and see how the you know, the match goes. We can't really say from outside, like, you know, we are going to score heavily, or, you know, they're going to get all those 20 wickets, but we are confident, and that would be our target. To sort of, if we are going for a result, we know that we have to get 20 wickets.
Meenakshi Rao.
Hi Mitali, all the best for your upcoming match. I just wanted to know that, specific to the pink ball, what are the particular challenges that you see in dealing with that ball, you know, because there's been limited exposure to the ball where you guys are concerned.
Well, Meenakshi, even I'm playing the first time pink ball test match, so I can't really say what the challenges would be. But yes, what little I have faced the bowlers bowling in the net, it does seem quite a bit. And that's the initial feedback that I can give you facing the pink ball in the nets. But as and when we bat in the test match and how the bowlers bowl, I'm sure it will help our seamers also in initial. But as the ball gets older, I don't know if it really helped the seamers or the spinners. That only time will say.
Thank you.
Megha Malik.
Hello, ma'am. Ma'am, I wanted to ask if Harmanpreet Kaur is available for the pink ball test tomorrow.
She's rolled out for the test match.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Purnima Malhotra. Purnima Malhotra.
Sorry, I didn't unmute myself. Hi, Mitali. My question is, like, going forward, if a test match is going to be a part of the tour, even if it's just against England and Australia for the time being, would you bat for more first-class cricket, resumption of first-class cricket at domestic level?
We'll see. Clearly, if the girls need to do well in this format, they have to have some sort of match experience in the domestic circuit. So, if this is going to be a regular, then probably we will have another addition to a domestic calendar of playing days format.
We shall now take last couple of questions. Trisha Goswal.
Hi, Trisha here. Julian Goswami, in a recent interview on Sports Today, spoke about playing with you and how you have grown as a leader. What's your take on the mutual partnership and Julian Goswami's importance in this one-off test?
I think both of us have been playing for a long time. I've seen her as a young bowler who came into the side. The test match way back in England also, where she's got those wickets for us, the crucial wickets. And I think that now that she is scoring runs, it's so good to see her, because all the time I have emphasized that she can bat and she can add those valuable runs. So So finally, she started to score runs. So as a captain, I'm very happy to see her, you know, scoring runs. Getting wickets is part of her skill. She's always done that for India. And the best part about her is that, you know, she's always around the young speedsters in her side, trying to give or share her experiences. And that is why I guess, you know, having her around, we are able to nurture players like Meghna Singh and Pooja Vastrakar.
Anisha Ghosh.
Hi, Mithali. Thanks for taking the time to do this. The left-arm spinner, the absence of a left-arm spinner in the England test was a bit of a concern for the bowling unit. Do you agree with this assessment? And are you looking to sort of rectify that in this particular test? Do we see a Rajeshwari come likely ahead of an Ekta Bisht? And if you could specify what the injury is that has ruled Harmanpreet out.
Well, Harman has injured her thumb while fielding. That is why she's ruled out. It is still not healed properly. As far as a test in England where we had two off-spinners, we felt that, you know, we needed wickets. We needed a bowler who can fetch us wickets in the test game, and that is why we went with two off-spinners. Yes, there is a bit of a selection conundrum here to whether to go with seamers or spin dominant attack, or whether we have to have two off spinners. So that is something we will take a call on tomorrow, because today because of the rain, a little bit of drizzle, we couldn't get our next session going. So yes, that is something we will think tomorrow and take a call.